Hello, beautiful people. This is Shanira Harris at CSMB, and on today's podcast, I will be interviewing the class of 2024 on COVID and how it's impacted their high school experience. Now, before I get into the interviews, I thought that maybe I could give you guys an anecdote or story on how COVID has impacted my high school experience as also being a member of class of 2024 at Collegian. Now, COVID, if I recall correctly, it started in 2020. Well, that's when, like, we really figured out what it was. And I was in eighth grade at the time. We had just went on spring break. Before we went on spring break, there was these bunch of dues that we had to pay, like, to go on these trips for promotion and for, like, almost an eighth grade prom. So I was really excited to get back to school for that. So spring break came to an end, and I remember my granny getting like a notice basically saying that we wouldn't be returning back to school for like a week or so. I'm like, okay, well, cool, just an extended spring break. I have no problem with that. But then a week passes, or I think, and she gets another notice basically saying that we were going to be virtual and that we needed to come pick up these iPads so that we could use, I think it was Teams that we used. We could use Teams to finish our classes virtually. So I'm like, at this point, I'm kind of disappointed and sad because it's like, wow, so we won't even be able to experience our promotion. We won't be able to experience our eighth grade prom. Like, we won't be able to go on these trips that we paid for. And mind y'all, we didn't even get our money back. We couldn't even get a refund. So yeah, I was just kind of sad about that because I witnessed two of my cousins going to their eighth grade dance and they had a great time. I experienced them going on their trips and they had a fun time. I experienced their promotions. Like, we all went to the same middle school. But I was really just upset about that. But actually finishing eighth grade virtually, it was not hard for me at all. I kind of cruised through it, to be honest. Like, all through elementary to middle school, up to high school, school was easy for me. Like, I didn't really struggle. And I loved going to school. Like, I would literally cry when I could not go to school. Even if I was sick, I still wanted to go to school. Like, that's how much I just enjoyed being there and getting educated. So yeah, summer comes around and I think that's when COVID, like, really reached its peak. Like, that's when the cases started rising and more people got ill and, like, started to, like, die and stuff. So at this point, my granny, she didn't allow us to go outside. Really, she didn't allow us to go anywhere where there was a big crowd of people, to be honest. She was just on it. Like, and even when we did go outside, she made sure we wore a mask. She made sure that we stayed 6 feet away. Sometimes even we had to wear gloves because that's how serious it was. And so yeah. Summertime, there's really not much to it. I think I always assumed that we were just going to be able to just go back in person. I never thought that we would have to start off high school virtual. So when I heard that we were going to start off virtually, I didn't really think much of it because I was like, it'll just be like eighth grade. I'm going to be cruising through it again. But I didn't think about Collegian as a whole. I didn't think that it was going to be so much of a transition between the two schools. So, freshman year starts. And, let me see. If I'm thinking about it, the beginning of the year was not a struggle, to be honest. I was just chilling, but it was the start of the year. We didn't really get that much work, but we did get work. And it was way more than what I was normally used to. But it wasn't nothing, like, too crazy. And then, let me see. I think it was towards the middle of the school year where things started to really take a toll on me. Into where I really started to realize, this is not going to be as easy as I thought it was going to be. I started seeing that my grades were dropping and that, like, my love for school was starting to kind of fade. Like, I just really started to feel like I was just doing it because I had to do it, you know? And I could see that I was losing myself. Like, I was felt like I was drowning, to be honest. And that was because, like, me, I just held all that struggle and everything in. I just held all that weight because, like, the only person that can fix it is me. This is my problem, so I need to fix it. And then I also just didn't want to be a disappointment to my grandmother, because, like, she was so used to me getting straight A's all the time, and just, like, I didn't want her to see that I even had a C, to be honest. And then I just remember failing my first test ever, and it was just like, yeah, no, she's not going to know about this. I didn't even tell her that I had failed it. I just remember sitting in my room just crying my heart out, because just how disappointed and defeated I felt in myself, you know? So, yeah, it just started getting worse and worse, and it was just like, oh, my goodness. So, I ended up telling her about it, and she, to my demise, she was very, like, nurturing about the situation, and she was just telling me that she just wants me to try. Like, grades, these are just letters. I shouldn't be worrying about this. As long as I'm trying, that's all that matters. And that just helped me feel much better. Like, it was still a struggle, to be honest, but just knowing that she didn't hold me to this high of a standard as I thought she did, and that she loves me no matter what, and that she knows that I'm trying my best was all that matters, just really made me feel better. And then, so yeah, that was really freshman year for me as a whole. Like, it was up and down, to be honest. I ended it off not too bad, but I know that I could have done better, to be honest. And mind you, I'm also a sports girl. I've been playing sports for as long as I can remember. So not being able to play sports freshman year because of COVID, like, we had sports, but my granny was still so like terrified of us getting it that she didn't allow me to play. So it just made me, like, I also didn't have that. I was just sitting in the house, and I hate just sitting around. So that also, like, I guess, took a toll on my mental state. So, yeah, COVID as a whole for my freshman year, it really did impact my high school experience, at least the first year of high school for me. So, yeah, now one of the questions that I'm asking the interviewers is, would I ever, like, restart high school whether without COVID? And I wouldn't ever restart high school, even if I did have the chance to, where COVID wouldn't exist. I wouldn't, because I just feel like that experience shaped me as who I am today. Like, it shows me, like, it made me understand the standards that I hold myself to. It showed me that I need to not be so hard on myself, because I'm always so hard on myself. I'm a perfectionist, to be honest. So it just really showed me that I need, if I need a breath, take a breath. If I need help, ask for help. So, yeah, I would never change it. I would never go back. Like, I am who I am today because of that. So, yeah, now let's just get right into the interviews. Okay, today I'm here with
Kayla.
Okay, so how has high school been for you so far?
I feel like it's been quite a time, considering we had a COVID, and then we had a school shooting, and then we also had a period of time where we weren't able to get the fullest amount of education. And you can see it a lot with, like, AP exams, and how for one class we had to push it back because we just didn't have that. So it's been a wild ride, and hopefully senior year will just be simple and straightforward.
Yeah, I get that. So actually, that goes right into my second question. So was it difficult to start high school virtually for you?
I mean, not really, considering I was doing virtual in middle school, like, at the end of it when COVID had, like, just reached its peak. So it wasn't much of a challenge, but it was, I felt like I was being robbed of what I had perceived what was going to happen, considering all the experiences I've been shared, like my father, my mother would talk about their freshman year, and I feel like I just didn't get that. And you can see it now with other freshman classes, like, they've been able to do Camp Wyman and come together more, and we're able to explore more with their friendships and with other people in their classes. But with us, it was very isolated, I felt.
So that actually does answer one of the questions that I did have. So I think I'm just going to go to the last question on my list. So if you could go back in time and restart high school, where COVID and the shooting and stuff didn't happen, would you restart?
Absolutely. I feel like I think all of our experiences would be different. I feel like we would maybe even be different people if we didn't have COVID. We would probably not maybe have all the same friends that we have now or be in the same group that we have. And I feel like COVID and shooting just exacerbated those types of things, but more so COVID, considering many of us were virtual for the entire year. And I didn't have anyone talk to the beginning of sophomore year because I stayed virtual that entire time. So I think I would.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Hey, I'm here with
Ezra.
Okay, so how has high school been for you so far?
It's been good. I made a lot of new friends and met a lot of new people.
Okay. Was it difficult to start high school virtually?
Yeah, it was really difficult because I didn't know anybody coming into school. So I had to really make friends on my own and, talk to people on my own. But it's hard to do that virtually.
So do you believe that it still has an impact on the way you learn and operate now being back in person?
I think it does still have an impact because I learned to procrastinate a lot when I was on virtual, and I still do procrastinate a little bit, and it's kind of hard getting back into the flow of things.
Okay. So do you think that it also put a stop or a halt to your idea of what your high school experience would be like?
Yeah, because high school hasn't been really normal for any of the years, and I was expecting I don't really know how to say it, but I didn't expect us to come together as a community as we did, and it's really nice.
Lastly, if you could restart, if you could go back in time and restart high school where COVID didn't exist, would you?
Probably not, because I feel like I wouldn't have the same friends as I do now, and I wouldn't have had the same experiences. And I did enjoy the COVID year, despite it being virtual half the time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, today I have with me Kit. Okay, so how has high school been for you so far?
It's been pretty good. There's a lot of fun stuff. I like it.
Okay, so was it difficult for you to start high school virtually?
It was definitely different, but coming from middle school where we had ended virtually definitely helped with that transition.
Okay, do you believe that it still has an impact or any impact on the way that you learn and operate today?
I think it's definitely helped me with my time management. There was a lot of times where I needed to learn skills to manage the workload kind of on my own, and that's definitely been beneficial.
Okay, so do you think that it put a stop or a halt on your idea of what your high school experience would be like?
It definitely was an interesting start because it wasn't typical. But once I came back in person, I had a very normal high school experience. Well, relatively.
Okay. So lastly, if you could go back in time and say restart high school where COVID or any of the hurdles that you had during high school right now, would you?
I probably wouldn't, just because I like to have experiences that weren't perfect, so I have the opportunity to learn and grow from them.
All right. Well, thank you. That's it.
Of course.
Hey, today I'm here with
Jacob Hicks.
Okay, so how has high school been for you so far?
I think high school has been really good. I think it was a transition my freshman year because I was homeschooled before, and so it was a very different atmosphere to enter. It was a very different way of making friends and maintaining friendships. But I really like the place where I am now, and I'm very thankful for my high school experience thus far.
Okay, so was it difficult for you to start high school virtually at all?
Like I said, because I was homeschooled, it wasn't really. I was already used to doing work at home. And the weird part was really that I wasn't teaching myself as much. Like, other people were teaching me. Because generally how my homeschool experience was is that, you know, my mom is there to help, but I'm, like, going through these workbooks and I'm teaching myself these concepts. And so it was weird and different to have somebody else be teaching me most of my curriculum. But I would say that overall, it wasn't that hard. And I had friends from that lasted. So even though I didn't really quite yet know a bunch of people from the school, I still had people to hang out with and still had places for social.
Okay. So do you believe that, like, it has an impact on the way that you learn and operate now?
I would say yeah, because I look back on especially like my math class freshman year and realize that I didn't learn certain things because there wasn't time. And obviously, like, there wasn't time to learn some stuff, and my teacher had other people to attend to. And that's really something that I see, like, across the board with multiple classes from freshman year, is just that it was like there wasn't time to do things. Teachers were stretched really thin. And so we didn't learn things well. And sometimes I realize, yeah, it's affecting me now, and things like taking the ACT or in my math classes now, things that, like, I should know, they should be foundational, but they're not quite there.
Okay, so like you said, you were homeschooled. So do you believe that COVID, like, also put a stop or a halt to, like, your idea of what your high school experience would be like?
Oh, for sure. I envisioned something completely different, honestly. I remember when I was submitting my application, it was like a couple weeks, maybe like a month or two before the lockdown started in 2020. And it was just like crazy, like what I had envisioned of like the first day of school and like the first couple weeks of school being at the building, and like how, you know, it's always like portrayed in like movies and stuff. Yeah. And like shows. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it wasn't that at all. It was just being on a computer with meetings for months. It was very different.
Okay. And lastly, if you could like go back in time and say like restart high school where COVID didn't exist, would you restart?
I don't think I would. And I know a lot of people probably say that, and they're like, give some super sentimental reason. And I'm honestly in the same boat. I mean, I think there's definitely things that have happened in my high school career, things that happened because of COVID, things that have been messed up by that, that are hard. And I mean, I feel like especially our class, I mean, every single year we've had something that's hard. Like, we had COVID freshman year, and we moved to a new building the next year, and obviously we had a shooting this year. Like, there's been things that have been hard and have shaped us in different ways. And it's like, those are hard things. They've really been difficult, but I feel like they've shaped who I am today, and they've shaped the friendships that I have and like what I'm involved in. And I'm very happy with who I am and the people that I know and what I'm involved in. So since those play such a pivotal role, I wouldn't want to change it.
Okay, well, that's it. Thank you. And that's a wrap for the interviews. I just feel like this was an important message to share because it just shows how people could go through the same event, but their experience or their outlook or their take on that event could be different. Because with me, COVID was, like I said in the beginning, it kind of made my freshman year a living hell, to be honest. But for other students, it wasn't that hard. And like for the redoing the school year, some people said yes and some people said no. So yeah, it really just shows that people experience different things, and they could all experience the same event, but that the way that it affects them is different. So yeah, thanks for listening.